We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday and I don't like it.
I love it.
Let's go. Let's get it. The weekend is finally here.
Hey.
Thank you for hanging out with us. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Rocking the new lashes.
Oh, I'm popping.
Looking like she's been born again and whatnot.
It's true.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So, speaking about lashes, I put a poll up on the gram yesterday. Remember, I asked you yesterday, should I tell the receptionist at my gym that her new lashes make her look mad sleepy?
Uh-huh.
Because she can't lift up her lids that much. 69% of people said, yes, you need to tell her. Wait, which to me translates to, we want to see Edgar get slapped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to say. Although I feel like you would do it in a way, because you're like, you know, Edgar motivates. You'd be like, look, you know, you just don't want to be sleepy on the job. Like, life is good. Like, I could see you, like, making it really positive.
Yeah.
Which could be good.
Yeah,
so
it's like, look, right now,
it.
You're only looking at 50% of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Open there your eyes up to new opportunities.
There it is. See?
Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend, girl?
I'm really excited. I'm actually going back to Michigan, where I'm from. It's my family friend's wedding. But really, I call her like a little sister.
Yeah.
So I basically grew up with five families. All of our parents went to high school together. They all had kids by the time they were like 22, 23. So all of us kids were raised together. And it was really funny. Like last night I was packing for the trip and I had this like weird realization of like, Because the thing is, like, she's like the youngest one in the group, in the whole group. And so it was kind of that thing, like, oh my God, she's getting married. And a realization of, like, oh, I think sometimes, like, with work and, like, being here in LA, you get so caught up in the industry and what's going on. And I was kind of like, oh, wow, like, life is happening around me. And, like, people are getting married and having kids. And it was sort of this, like, wow, I got a lot of catching up to do. But also, like, you know, I'm excited to see everyone. But it was a weird moment for me. I'm really excited, though.
It's wild because the pressure at times, they got to kind of, like, either directly or indirectly put it on when you go back to these things.
It's
like,
true.
Yo, Chelsea, the youngest one
seriously
is already getting married. What about you?
And she's like 5 years younger than me, too.
Yeah. In Latino culture, man, they put on the pressure, not indirect. They're straight up direct. They're like, te vas a quedar cotorra. What that means is you're going to end up like a parrot.
Oh, no.
Just chilling by yourself, talking to yourself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty
that.
Harsh. I'm going to go to Santa Monica Pier today with the girls, my wife, and the two beautiful daughters. And then tomorrow we're crashing parties, and I can't wait for that. We're almost to the end, guys. Yeah. 97 parties within 97 days. And I love the requests we've been getting online because we ask you, like, who, what, when, where, and why should we crash your party?
Uh-huh.
So many of the answers have been the same. Because we Mexican, and it's going to be lit.
I love it.
And they haven't been wrong.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
It's going to be hot, but not too crazy. This weekend, we're going to be at a high of about 86 degrees Saturday and Sunday for LA and the OC. About 95 degrees for the IE and the Valley. But we got some ideas for you to get into. And one idea for you to definitely not do. Okay, we'll get to that at the end. What you got going on, Chelsea?
So if you're in the mood to see some live music this weekend, some concerts going down tonight. Odessa is performing at the LA State Historic Park.
Dope DJ, right?
They're an electronic music duo. They're incredible. I saw them at Coachella, what was it? I think last year. They all blend together, kind of. I think, last year. They performed.
Sometimes Chelsea still thinks she's at Coachella.
I do, 100%.
And it's July.
But they're incredible. They're probably one of my favorite acts to see. So they're awesome. Bryce Vine is performing tomorrow at the Fonda Theater.
La, 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 la. I met Chelsea at Coachella.
My boy. Love him. So yeah, he's great to see live as well. So those are two recommendations for you there. Okay, this is a really cool event I saw that I feel like my friends would convince me to go to. It's on Sunday. It's LA's Alice in Wonderland themed tea party pop-up. So it's a Mad Hatter gin and tea party going down this Sunday. I think I said that. It's held at a secret garden in LA.
Okay.
It's an immersive hour and a half long cocktail experience, and you also get a Mad Hatter hat to wear during the experience.
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering. And dress code, they're like, they obviously encourage you to wear an Alice in Wonderland costume. Yeah. I just think this seems like such a fun thing to do on a Sunday. Yeah. Why not? You're chilling, relaxing. Yeah.
Chelsea, are you a fan of like any themed parties? Anything themed?
I actually do not like theme parties at all.
Chelsea, you just went on for a minute about how amazing this whole thing is.
You know what
on
it
Sunday.
Is? My friends are really into it, so they've convinced me. But you know what? I just get stressed out. I was in a sorority in college, so every party was themed. And like I remember just always having to like get something, an outfit together, and it always just stressed me out a lot.
And you do go all out. That's why you stress out. You don't like half-ass it, you feel me? You look great. The one theme party, I don't know if it was a theme party, but you dressed up as Ed Sheeran?
Halloween, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah, I did Halloween. That was like 4 years ago or so. Anyways. But yeah, so I have to, if you're going to do it, go all out. So, that could be cool. Also, there is the first annual, you'll like this, Edgar, National Tequila Day Festival happening on Saturday. Yeah.
Salud.
It's at Pez Cantina in downtown LA. You can meet tequila and mezcal tastemakers from around the world. Obviously sip on tequila. Yeah. There'll be food. And then they said it's going to be, they're going to have tacos from the number one taco place in LA, which they didn't say what it was.
I don't know, because they can't claim it. That's why. They're just saying number one, according to who, bro?
We got to do some research. Though.
Yeah, for sure. That should be awesome. Especially if you can learn the history of tequila. It's really awesome how they make it. All right, here's the one thing you should definitely not do this weekend, and that is jump on the 60 freeway between the 15 and 91. So basically from Ontario to Riverside, because they're going to be repaving the entire eastbound side, kicking off tonight at 10 through Monday at 5 a.m. This is going to be happening every weekend from now till September 9th. Except Labor Day weekend. And after they're done with the eastbound side, they're going to flip it to the westbound side. So it's going to be a nightmare. They're calling it the 60 Swarm.
Oh, no.
I like Carmageddon better, but I guess the 405 already took that a few years ago, so whatever.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
Becky G is calling out trolls on social media who are trying to pit her against Selena Gomez, of all people.
Hell no.
Apparently, earlier this week, a video surfaced online of Becky playing a lyrics game where she made a comment about Selena's lyrics in the song Taki Taki, basically saying they confused her because she doesn't like the idea of coming to the party and having a siesta. She said she'd rather party, which
is a siesta is like a little nap in Spanish.
Fair enough. Well, and this makes me roll my eyes. People online quickly assumed that Becky was dragging Selena Gomez. And then, of course, Becky, like, she was very upset. And I've interviewed Becky a million times. Mm-hmm. She's the best. But she openly talks about how Selena Gomez is like her idol. She's looked up to her forever. But she went on social media, and I love what she said. She goes, "I've always loved and supported a true queen like Sel. To cut a snippet of a video and take it completely out of context is what is wrong about this stan culture. The industry breaks us apart as females and pits us against each other enough. Sad that stans have to do it too."
Preach.
Yeah.
And I will give credit to Becky G. And really what's going on in the Latin urban world with reggaeton, Latin trap, because the women have united and have rose to a whole nother level. If you follow, I mean, doing records together, supporting each other, not talking smack between each other, talking about Becky G, Nati Natasha, Anita, Rosalia, Carol G. I can go on and on and on and on. And it's so difficult as a female artist to get into that side, like we see in English hip hop. It's like you can't even have Cardi B and Nicki Minaj because not two women can be on top. You know, so definitely on with Becky G and on her side.
And I would like to think that with pop and rap, maybe it's changing because we saw obviously Katie and Taylor making amends. So crossing our fingers that women can just support women.
Facts.
coming up here.
Facts.
All right, Beyonce, she's opening up about how much she weighed after giving birth to her twins. She posted a new video on her YouTube that shares the diet she went on after giving birth, leading up to Coachella, her 2018 Coachella performance, which obviously is iconic. But the video, it starts with her getting on the scale.
Good morning. It's 5 a.m. and this is day one of rehearsals for Coachella. Every woman's nightmare. This is my weight, 175. Let's get it.
You can tell it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
With that bass in her voice.
Beyonce's just like us. She gets a raspy voice in the morning, too. The diet she went on, she talks about in this little video, is a 22 days nutrition meal planner, which is a plant-based diet. No meat, fish, alcohol, carbs, or sugar. What do you even eat?
So basically, steal joy from your life for 22 days. Bottom line.
But it's what caused her to slim down in just under a month. Obviously, you know, we saw what she looked like at Coachella. But yeah, so she's basically promoting this meal plan that you can, as her fan, get for $99. So there you have it.
My question about that, and we'll wrap up with this, is like, how sustainable is that lifestyle for longer than 22 days, you know, and the bounce back? I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. That's why I ask it. If you have the answer, text us. 877-971-HITS.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Coming up next at 710, we'll let you know what the key song of the day is today for your chance to get hooked up with a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. This is Dancing with a Stranger, 97.1 Amp Radio. Wedding season is in full effect. Boda season full effect. You see it all across the parks in Santa Ana, El Monte, taking pictures. Let's go take pictures by the lake and the ducks, Los Patos.
Yeah.
But what's the appropriate gift to give nowadays, you know? Mm-hmm. I wish I could be DJ Majestic, because I bet DJ Majestic, yo, man, can you just DJ my wedding?
Yeah, but it's gets annoying sometimes. Our friends keep asking to DJ as a gift because it's expensive to DJ. You could charge a lot to DJ a wedding.
Yeah,
and you get everyone coming up to you. I mean, I'm sure you get this all the time, but at weddings especially, they're like, play this song, play that song.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Chelsea, you're going to a wedding back in Michigan this weekend. What gift are you giving one of your friends that you grew up with?
So I always just do the cash thing because I think that, like, at the end of the day, that's what I would want, and then you can use that for whatever you want, whether it's to pay back for the wedding or your honeymoon or whatever that is. So I usually give cash, and I usually do between, it's like $15.75 a person, right? Sometimes it goes up depending.
Well, it depends.
The wedding
in Michigan, yes.
Yeah.
In LA,
it's probably like $100 a person.
Probably like $1,000 per plate. Yeah.
And then also, I've had a couple friends do this, which I think is great. They'll set up like a honeymoon fund where you can just donate to their honeymoon.
Oh, like a GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe, kind of, but it's like a honey fund or whatever. So yeah, so you just donate to that. And that's my favorite because then it's like, okay, cool, I can give to you something that you guys are going to enjoy, celebrate, you know, this day. So
I like that idea. Yeah, usually they say when it's cash, kind of figure out how much your plate would be for catering.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then basically offset that cost for the bride and the groom. What if you're just a party animal? You know, you're the life of the party, and it's like, my gift to you is the fact that your party's not going to be boring because I'm there. And then you have that one crazy tía or tío that always Facebook lives the entire wedding.
Gosh.
Hey, yes. Everybody in Mexico, mira, aquí está la boda. It's awesome, right? My wife and I, we had a destination wedding. It was only 35 people that we invited out. And to us, like, we weren't expecting a gift. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, if you were able to make it out to our destination wedding, that's more than enough for us. Although you get a vacation out of it, but still, like, we didn't expect anything.
Yeah.
And then there's also in Latino culture, you could be padrinos or madrinas. Basically become sponsors of things from, I've seen, from servilletas, which are napkins.
Oh, interesting.
Literally to, like, undergarment of the bride.
Oh, that's great. I need some of those people in my life.
Right? Some lingerie.
Yes.
To the dress, to the food, to the drinks, to all that. So you just become a padrino and you ask people, hey, can you sponsor this for my wedding? And we'll give you a shout out on our invitation.
That's great.
Right?
I've never heard, I haven't had any friends do that, but I might consider that for my wedding one day.
Chelsea, one day.
One
yes.
day.
Now you know what to do. All right, have fun during this wedding season. Try not to go broke, all right?
In the Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win a $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. You will compete against another Amp listener to guess the name of the song based only off of the lyrics. Whoever guesses correctly first wins. If you get it wrong, the other person automatically jacks your prize. Buzz in by making your favorite animal noise. Let's meet our two contestants this morning. They're going to be battling out. We got Gina from Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gina, what's your favorite animal and make that sound?
No.
Ooh, the cow.
No.
Wise choice.
No, wise B, choice. Get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Joe from Santa Monica, you're going to be battling Gina. How you doing this morning, bro?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great, my man. What's your favorite animal?
That was a puppy dog. Small, very small dog.
Hey, Chelsea, come on. Why you gotta, they're the cutest, though. The tiny ones, right? You can put them in your purse. All right, guys. I'm going to play the song based only off of the lyrics. Tell us the name of it. and you win. Whoever buzzes in first, all right? Here it is. 3, 2, 1.
They say you wanna touch it and tease it and squeeze it. Well, my piggy bank is hungry, my you need to feed it. If the text ain't freaky, I don't wanna read it. And just to let you know, this money is undefeated. Hey, he said he really wanna see me more. I said we should have a date where at the Lamborghini store. I'm kinda scary, hard to read. I'm like a wishy boy, but I'm a boss. Oh, you wanna leave me? You both got no class. This is broke still.
This one's hard.
Come on, guys.
It's Nicki Minaj.
You gotta bark, bro.
You gotta bark.
You gotta bark. All right, the puppy dog. What's the name of the song?
It's Nicki Minaj, Metro. I forget.
Metro. Oof. All right, let's go to the judges. Oh. DJ Majestic, is it Metro?
I don't even know what Metro is.
It's actually...
Cardi would not be happy if she knew that you were calling her Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Ooh, my bad, Joe. I'm sorry, bro. You're in the doghouse right now.
Uh-oh.
We're calling Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. It's actually Taki Taki. Gina, you automatically win. Congratulations.
Thank you. Woo!
She's like good because I didn't know what it was. So I'm glad I won by default.
Did you know it, Gina?
No, I had no idea.
Fantastic. Perfect. So Joe did you a favor. Appreciate you, man. It's about time us men do ladies a favor. You know what I'm saying?
True.
All right, coming up next, you're going to continue commercial free. We got Lucid Dreams, Still Dre by Dr. Dre, a little Flashback Friday action, and the Amp Hype Bros. Joel and Danwell are outside our studio right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say they have a surprise for us.
I bet it involves alcohol, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, of course.
We'll see what it is. They have a box with them, like a wooden box. I have no idea what's inside. We'll find out coming up next.
Edgar and Chelsea. Crashing 97 parties in 97 days.
We've been on a special mission this entire summer, and that is to crash 97 parties within 97 days. We're at 86 parties already.
In how many days?
Way less than 97. Okay. I don't know. I lost count. So we're probably going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been amazing to party with you. Eat your food, especially house parties, quinceañeras, all the above.
But still invite us to your parties because I feel like this has just been a lot of fun. I still want to come. I still, you know, Saturday afternoon, get some tacos, whatever. I still want to come. Invite
us. Just like I'm still down to like, eat for free, free and drink for free. All right, so the Amp Hype Bros are going to come into studio. They've been crashing parties with us. They have a surprise, apparently, inside this box. Let's find out what it is.
Bye.
25 cent lemonade.
Wait, what's the surprise for us?
Yo,
is it a surprise? Is it a surprise for us?
Some lemonade for you guys.
Wait, you have a little jar with quarters in it.
Yes, we're selling lemonade. We're broke. You guys aren't paying us.
These 97 parties are getting us broke, guys.
Yeah, no, we're spending all our money on these 97 parties. So
do not complain. You guys have gone to a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And most recently, to a divorce party.
Oh,
but
man.
You were the only dudes there.
Yeah.
But after the night, they just kicked us out. They sent us back to L.A. That's the thing.
That's the right thing to do, by the way. I appreciate the lemonade. What's really inside of the lemonade, though?
It's hype juice.
Hype juice. What's on Smirnoff?
Let's go to the phone lines. Whose party we're trying to crash this weekend? Alma from Pomona. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alma, what party should we crash? Break it down.
Well, it's for my son. He's turning 9. He's having a pool party.
Hi, my name is Caesar.
Happy early birthday party, Caesar.
Oh my God, they're like so excited.
So we'll get all the details off the air. We just have one question for you. It's very important. The only way we'll go to kids' parties is, Caesar, I got one question for you. Can your parents really party hard or no?
Hell yeah.
Hype, oh my goodness.
Hype, hype. Hey, Ty, guys. Hey, Ty. It looks like you got to recruit Hype Bros, little Caesar. Hype, 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 hype.
Hype, hype, hype. Caesar, let's go.
We're excited. We want to go to more parties. That's what we want to do.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for all the invites. 86 of 97 parties that we've accomplished so far. Thank you for everybody that's invited us, all right? The party continues. So coming up next, Chels, what you working on?
So Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse have finally broken their silence about their breakup. And there is a ton of drama around the new woman that Diddy is dating. And I'll tell you why it feels a little inappropriate. Uh-oh. That's coming up next after I Don't Care, this song we're going into.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So earlier this week, we talked about how Riverdale stars Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse had broken up. That was the rumor. They had a relationship on the show, but also in real life. Well, both of them...
That's Polly and Jughead, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Both of them finally broke their silence about the breakup, but it's kind of confusing. confusing because they didn't really confirm or deny anything, but basically called out media outlets who've been reporting on it.
AKA so, us.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, guys. That's awkward. They posted together, like they both posted this cover of W Magazine that they were both in. They did an interview. They both posted it at the same time on their Instagrams with the caption. So Lily wrote, "Breaking, a reliable source has confirmed that none of you know anything." Ooh. And then Dylan basically wrote the same thing. And then Lily also tweeted, "Don't believe anything you read on the internet, kids. And news sources should try a little harder to be less vile.
Ooh.
They can kiss my A." So anyways, right. we still don't know. They still didn't confirm or deny if they're together or not. But clearly, some story out there is not correct.
After that message she just sent us, let's move on to the next story.
Exactly. There you go. So Diddy. This is juicy, guys. So Diddy has been a... I still feel weird calling him Diddy. I feel like I want to call him like Puff, P. Diddy. I don't know. He's been running around with this new woman. Her name is Lori Harvey. There's rumors they're dating. They were just spotted this week wearing matching outfits. But here, there are three things that make this relationship interesting. One, she's 22 and Diddy is 49.
All right.
So there's that.
All right.
Two, she's Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
And kill me!
Oh, no!
She's the biological daughter of Steve's third and current wife. And third, this is the big whopper of a third. She used to date Diddy's son, Justin, who's 25.
Oh my God.
But listen, if this is true that they're dating, in her defense... maybe she wanted like a more mature version of the dude she was dating. Diddy's son. And she's like, Diddy will do. He's more mature. He's like the upgrade. Be honest, Chels.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had a crush on the dude's dad that you were dating at the time?
Sure, yeah, I have. What? Absolutely.
What? So it's not that weird. What was it about him?
I mean, I feel like this is not going to sound so weird, but I always thought Richard Gere was really hot. He's like this old salt and pepper, and I feel like it was like the salt and pepper hair.
So that's what it was?
Yep.
So it's that easy? You just got to have salt and pepper hair?
No, but like there's more to it. There's charm, charisma, but like I would never act on it. It's weird that like this girl like acted on it, right?
I mean, I don't know, Chels. Maybe she just has those guts going after. Maybe if you would have went after homeboy's dad, we would already be married.
You guys!
We'd be celebrating a wedding right now. So. And the dude you used to date would be your stepson.
Oh, I mean, that actually would be really great. To get that revenge of being like, you know. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chels. All right, guys. Reminder, the key song of the day today is Post Malone's Sunflower. Whenever you hear that play in its entirety, be caller 9. Get yourself a key to hopefully start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Get ready for Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Maybe it's going to give you a little glimpse of your weekends. Joe Wow from the Amp High Bros and Dan Wow are in the building. Appreciate you guys. Joe Wow does the honors of sacrificing his body, his mind, his soul to interview drunk people throughout LA. And you're about to meet Annie from Inglewood up to no good.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Annie from Inglewood. Inglewood? Inglewood?
On a scale. I'm drunk too.
Sorry, guys. Do you remember where you interviewed her, Joelle?
I think it was West Hollywood.
I think.
Let's go with that.
On a scale, 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
Solid 8. Maybe 8.5. 9.5. 11, actually. Lying, I'm an 11 right now.
She was trying to lie, and then she's like, "Nope, I'm just gonna face the truth." I'm all,
keep
an 11.
It, yeah, keep it.
It's summer in SoCal. Would you say your summer bod is ready? Why or why not?
I'm gonna say that my summer bod is not ready right now. I'm trying to lose this belly right now, but I feel like guys secretly like the belly though. I don't know why they like the belly, but they like something to hang on to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, preach, girl. That's what I'm saying on my side. That's why I got the dad bod and the love handles.
Yeah.
Wifey loves to hang on to something, you know? She's gonna kill me for saying that. Sorry, baby. Sorry.
Big booties are in. Thick thighs save lives. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my God. If you were a food at summer barbecue, what food would you be and why?
Damn. I would be the barbecue ribs. Because that's the most succulent, most juicy part of the whole barbecue. Cooked on the grill.
finger licking good.
Did she say succulent?
Yes. Oh.
A study shows that 40% of young adults don't wear deodorant.
You know, I actually tried the not wearing deodorant thing.
Oh, you did? You tried it? Hold on, let me see if you're...
Wait, I don't do it now.
Joel, did you legit try to smell her armpit, bro? Oh,
I tried, man. I tried. She was cute. I tried. I did it.
All right, let's continue listening.
But before, like, I was doing, like, the lime and the lemon and
Explain, Roy. What the hell are you doing?
That's natural. People put lime and lemon under their armpits. So, like...
What?
Yes.
What, do they? What?
And you know what? That worked for a while, but then it stopped. So I had to go back to New York. But you know, I'm not mad at them because they're trying to like reduce chemicals on their body and stuff. Uh-huh. I'm not mad at them for trying, but that ain't for everybody.
Listen, I ain't mad at you if you're doing the whole lime or limon up in your armpits and that is the chemicals. But you got to throw on some tahini on that.
Right?
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The hookup hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
With Edgar and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, we have Eric from Carson, age 28. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
I want to introduce you to Monica from Torrance. She's 26.
Good morning. Hello, Monica.
Wow. Hey. They both put on their late night sexy voice.
Is it weird that I hear like chemistry already between you guys?
He sounds cute. I can't deny that.
Well, there we go. We got an answer. It's a hookup. That was fast. No, I just played. All right, we got 97 seconds on the clock. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. For you guys to decide if you want to hook up or hang up, let the hookup begin.
I'll let ladies go first.
Aww. Okay. I guess, what do you like to do for fun?
I would say I like to grill, cook, and drink good wine and tequila with my friends. Okay. And I like to host a party. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sold.
What about you? How do you cool off in the summer heat?
Well, I'm a belly dancer, so I like to entertain people. And I do it for my friends all the time, too. So that's like my thing to do.
Sold.
So are you like a Speedo or swim trunk type of guy?
Hey, kill me.
I wear boarding shorts. I actually surf a little bit, and so yeah, I'm not into the eensy weensy teeny look. I'm more practical.
Double sold.
Well, I would like for my guy to reveal some skin too. Like, oh. I would love to see you in some Speedos. Like, you don't.
I have gone on a nude beach before. I have done that.
What?
And Spain and Portugal.
He travels too.
I love it.
I love to travel. Do you like to travel?
Yes.
I love to travel. As long as you're going to wear some Speedos for me, Chelsea. You can go wherever you want.
Time's up. Oh, time's up. Can somebody put Chelsea outside of the studio?
Guys.
This man is not for you right now,
like,
Chelsea.
My dream.
You got to leave some for some people, girl. Damn. All right, Eric and Monica. Monica likes to know what her man is packing. That's why she likes to speed up. All right, Eric, you're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Monica's answer if she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it, all right? But don't worry. If things don't work out, I think Chelsea's down to hang out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Monica.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Eric?
I like Eric. I would definitely hook up with him. He's into the wine and the traveling, and he doesn't mind the whole Speedo thing, so why not?
And even, like, you gave your strong opinion on wanting him to wear a Speedo, and he, like, went along with it. I really appreciate it.
Well, he topped that by saying, how about just me going nude?
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
I was feeling it.
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right, Monica, hang tight. It's a hookup for you. We're going to get Eric's answer now. You're going to be on hold. Won't be able to hear his answer, okay? Hold on.
Okay, cool.
Eric.
Yo.
You got all the ladies in here melting, bro. Just side note, bro.
Sorry.
He said sorry. It happened.
That's his voice.
Damn, Chels, chill out.
Camera agrees.
Eric, what are your thoughts on Monica?
Oh, I'm definitely into it. She had me at belly dancing, so yeah. I definitely want to see what's up with that. And I like to dance, and she sounds really fun, and her voice is cute, so.
All right.
I'm definitely into it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to bring you guys both back on the air. Eric, Monica, this is a perfect match. Monica, you love to belly dance. Eric loves to cook and feed your belly. Mm-mm. That's what
Travel
he said.
Travel and walk around naked.
That too, I guess, is a plus.
Sounds fun.
You guys both decided to continue the hookup. Congratulations.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Is it cool if we check in with you guys on Monday around this time and see what actually happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Can't wait for that update. Mm-hmm. 8:20 in the morning this coming Monday. And you know who we need an update from? Just from the sounds of what was just happening for the last 3 minutes, all the moans and oohs and ahs and whew. We're going to need an update from you and your unofficial boyfriend, Tink, Chels.
Oh, yeah, about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get into it next week, right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Happy Friday, Senorita, right there. Such a good song. One time, I was hanging out with Pitbull in Miami, and he was telling me, he's like, you know when you have a hit song, if you can get it stuck in a two-year-old's head.
Oh, that's...
And I was like, straight up facts, man. My daughter, Ariella, who's only two, goes around the house going, ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la. So definitely Senorita's crushing it.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
All right, so we've been talking about this ASAP Rocky case all week now. He's currently in jail in Sweden awaiting trial for a street fight he got into at the end of June. He has officially been charged with assault. Well, we're now learning that the man ASAP got in a fight with actually has a history of criminal assault, and even though he's only 19 years old, was convicted of criminal assault in Sweden 3 years ago at the age of 16. It also had happened on the streets of Stockholm.
And where he was the aggressor.
Yes.
And he was proven guilty for being an aggressor and being aggressive and physical.
Exactly. And then in this case, ASAP is the one who's been charged with assault, even though, you know, we've seen videos online. We've heard there's more that we haven't seen, but in the videos we have seen, it looks like this guy is instigating ASAP. He's kind of like following him. Yeah, kind of harassing him a little bit, it seems like. But in this case, ASAP's the one that's been charged, and this other guy has been cleared of any charges with him claiming it was self-defense.
The alleged victim.
Yes. So that's kind of where that stands right now. I don't know if that's going to come up against him. As of right now, he's cleared of charges, so.
But you know what? If you are ASAP Rocky's defense team, you got to use that in your storyline.
Yeah, of course.
Of saying, hey, this was self-defense. This guy has history of being aggressive. And therefore, ASAP was trying to get him to leave him alone. Yeah. He even talked to him like, yo, leave us alone. And he wouldn't. Whatever happened before that moment between this alleged victim and the bodyguard is a whole different story. They're off the hook on that. But ASAP was trying to walk away at some point. So and hopefully they can use that towards their advantage.
And will we see those videos? That supposedly there's more videos out there. Only time will tell with that. In other news, in regards to this, President Trump is throwing shade at Swedish Prime Minister for not letting ASAP out of jail. He tweeted, very disappointed in Prime Minister for being unable to act. Sweden has let our African-American community down in the United States. I watched the tapes of ASAP Rocky and he was being followed and harassed by troublemakers. Treat Americans fairly. He then went on to say, we do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should focus on its real crime problem.
Wow. Two things. Let's focus on not keeping kids in cages.
Thank you.
Yep. In our border. And you have power to really help out that situation. A lot of kids from Central America suffering right now. Second thing. Tamara looked at me sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Our social media guru, after hearing that tweet. Why, Tamara?
I just, you know, he...
Being a beautiful, strong black woman that you are, and he's saying that Sweden's laying the African-American people down, the community.
Well, I think also he was one that was so against Colin Kaepernick. You know what I mean? Like, even that, like, he couldn't even...
It's a whole different scenario,
Exactly, but I'm just saying, like, what it stood for.
Let me just say he has no room to talk. That's all I have to say.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, guys, the key song of the day today is Post Malone's Sunflower. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's Friday. It's going to play before 9:30 this morning for your chance at winning that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. So get ready.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Made it to Friday. Feels so good. Mm-hmm. And we got the key song of the day that's about to play before 9:30 this morning for your chance to win a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler. All right. Be call 9 at 877-971-HITS. When you hear Post Malone's Sunflower playing, get yourself a key. All right. Right about now. One dope thing for you to do this weekend. Cool idea for you if you don't have any plans. And the one area in SoCal you're definitely going to want to avoid unless you want to make your life a living hell. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that in a sec. Chell's the dope thing, though, first.
So this is so cool. If I was in town, I would definitely attempt to attend this. It's an Alice in Wonderland-themed tea party. It's a pop-up. It's called the Mad Hatter Gin and Tea Party. So,
gin and tea laid back.
There you go. So it's for adults. Obviously 21 and up.
Thank you for clarifying.
But it sounds really cool. It's held at a secret garden in LA. It's an immersive hour and a half long cocktail experience. Yeah. And you also get a Mad Hatter hat to wear during the experience. They encourage you to dress in Alice in Wonderland costumes.
Yes.
So there's that. And you to sign up, you just get tickets at Mad Hatter. Wait, what is it? Mad Hatter Gin Tea Party. Mad Hatter Gin Tea Party. Com.
Are you sure you haven't had some gin already?
Yeah,
Chess?
Maybe. Well, I had some of that hype juice that was in here.
Oh,
the hype
rose
was in here, and they brought some. Did not look like lemonade, but they're like, it's hype juice lemonade. So
yeah, the Amp Hype Bros are two promo cats, Joel and Danwell, and they always bring alcohol to the studio on Fridays. And they brought this lemonade spiked with God knows what. Mm-hmm. Chelsea's already feeling it. Tamara, our social media guru who had some as well, legit is in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, she's like, I've had goosebumps ever since I took a sip of it. I feel sick.
So that's not a good idea. All right, guys, what you definitely want to do is avoid this area this weekend, all right? Definitely do not hop on the 60 freeway between the 15 and the 91. So basically from Ontario to Riverside, going eastbound on the 60. They're calling it the 60 Swarm. Oof. Others are calling it the Carmageddon, kind of like what happened in the 405 a few years ago. But basically, they're shutting down eastbound for the entire weekend, starting tonight at 10 p.m. all the way till Monday at 5 a.m. And this is going to go on every weekend till September 9th.
That's insane.
Except Labor Day weekend, right? And then after September 9th, they're going to work on the westbound lanes. They're going to close that side down. So you got to hop on either the 10 or the 91 or side streets. So you know that the 10 and 91 are going to be crazy as well this weekend. So just a heads up for you.
Also, you know, we're going to be seeing a lot of like Instagram posts of people laying in the street. Have you seen this? I remember when it happened for Carmageddon, kids go in and take pictures because it's like, it's crazy to see the freeways completely empty.
Right.
So people will like take pictures. I remember
for sure
last time.
We definitely don't recommend you to hop on a 60 and try to picture, but yes, Chels, it's a good idea. I think you're gonna do it now with all that hype juice you drank.
We'll see.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Trying to amp up your Friday to a whole nother level by hooking you up with the key to a 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Hopefully you'll start it up. We just played the key song of the day, which is Sunflower by Post Malone. Let's go to the phone lines. Betsy from Hermosa Beach. Good morning.
Good morning, family. How are you today?
Aw, family.
Warmed my heart so much, Betsy. Thank you. We're doing great now that you called.
Awesome. I guess I might have a chance of getting a Jeep because I definitely need a new car.
The key is all yours. You're caller 9. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. You guys just made my whole week or month.
Aw, what's wrong with your current car right now? Like, why do you need this Jeep?
It's a 2000.
Period. 2000.
The struggle is real. It's about to hit its 20th year anniversary. Yeah, we need to get you into a new ride.
It's a struggle bus for sure.
Betsy, we wish you all the luck in the world. Hopefully your key starts up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, blessings to you too. Gosh. Betsy's the sweetest.
So sweet. I just want to give her a hug.
Let's do so. Let's get her address. Is that kind of creepy?
That's real creepy.
All right. Unless we roll up with the Jeep.
I mean,
hey, you never know.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Dopest Moment Award going out, hands down, to Annie from Inglewood up to no good for keeping it beyond real when she got interviewed by Joe Wow, our Amp High Bro, for Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Check her out right here.
My name is Annie from Inglewood. Inglewood? Inglewood?
It's summer in SoCal. Would you say your summer bod is ready?
I'm going to say that my summer bod is not ready right now. I'm trying to lose this belly right now, but I feel like guys secretly like the belly, though. I don't know why they like the belly, but they like to something to hang on to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes! Preach, girl! That's what I'm saying on my side. That's why I got the dad bod and the love handles.
Yeah.
Wifey loves to hang on to something, you know?
Their booties are in. Thick thighs save lives. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh my God. She had like the best sayings ever. Big thighs save lives.
Two things. One, that's scientifically proven.
Uh-huh.
Thick thighs do save lives. Number two, my wife is going to kill me for saying that. Sorry, David, but it's the truth. Anyways, all right, let's talk about this new music video that just dropped. To No Guidance, Chris Brown featuring Drake. Tamara and Chelsea, Tamara from our social media department. You guys are both over there. It's 9 minutes long.
Yeah. We're only like halfway through.
Yeah, three minutes in.
Yeah.
Just dropped. What are your thoughts, Chelsea?
It's awesome. I mean, you can't deny, like, Chris Brown's talent is pretty incredible. You know, I have a hard time, to be honest, like, supporting his music just because of his history. But
so
the song's incredible.
The artist from his personal. I get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay.
But, I mean, he... just seeing him dance, he's just so incredible. It's like his talent is on another level. I just stopped watching it before this break. It was like Chris and Drake came head to head, like they're having a standoff, and then a little kid came over in between them and started talking smack to Chris. And what did he say? He said
something. He's like, "You still wear True Religions?
True Religions and polo shirts."
Polo shirts.
And then I think Chris was like, "No, I don't." And so
DJ Majestic,
I'm just catching where Drake's actually trying to battle Chris Brown in dancing. It's hilarious.
That's what it's mad funny.
What minute is that?
This is in like the 7th, 6th minute. And that kid is completely abandoning Drake, looking at him like, "Are you really trying to do this?
I'm no longer rolling with you, Drake, trying to battle Chris Brown in a dance battle." Man, make sure you catch that new music video that just dropped right there. Straight up hot. No guidance. Tamara, you digging it? You loving it?
I love it. Song of the summer.
You like it or you love it?
I love it.
There it is.
Lizzo also just dropped a new music video today, moments ago. It's the one with Missy Elliott for her song Tempo. And in it, she's wearing a red cowboy hat, a blue like fur jacket with a sequin bikini, and she's like twerking in it, playing the flute.
Yes, Lizzo.
All the things you love about Lizzo are in that music video, and I am dying over it.
Straight up, all day, every day, man. You gotta love Lizzo, man, the way she just rocks it all.
The booties are in. The thighs stay live. Right? I tell you. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.